RNZ Pacific News, halo oloketa, I'm Selmanu Tevamta Fai. The Royal Solomon Islands Police Force wants to remind Solomon Islanders it is a neutral law enforcement organisation which is not politically affiliated. As Solomon Star reports, Commissioner Mostyn Mangal made the statement following voters saying they don't have trust and confidence in the security team supporting the vote counting processes. Commissioner Mangal sees police as a disciplined force focused on making sure the process is safe and secure for the electoral officials so they can do their job without any disturbance. A national cleaning campaign is underway in Samoa to address the nation's outbreak of dengue fever. Whenau Whanua reports.
Since November last year, there's been more than 200 cases confirmed, with the majority from Upolu. Cleaning will be carried out mostly in the northwestern parts of Upolu. There'll also be a fumigation campaign that will involve spraying of schools and hospitals to get rid of mosquitoes. The ministry is giving the campaign 2 weeks to make gains. If it doesn't, it'll work out a new strategy to be looked at.
Papua New Guinea International Trade and Investment Minister Richard Maru says China's fast becoming PNG's most important trading partner. Mr. Maru met with Chinese Deputy Commerce Minister Tang Wenhong on Sunday in a high-level bilateral meeting in Port Moresby, where PNG signed a 5-year MOU with China. Mr. Maru says PNG was keen to strengthen and deepen its relationship with China, anchored on trade and investment. He also welcomes the 3-weekly flights coming to PNG from China. The Cook Islands Minister of Justice says there was a lack of consultation around the tainted cryptocurrency recovery bill, which is currently before Parliament. There are calls for the bill not to be progressed at all, as it allegedly could be used to hack into systems around the world. Vainer Makamokoroa says this has caused outcry amongst industry members who are questioning the lack of consultation. Mokoroa says he too was not in the loop and was unaware of the bill prior to when it was tabled in Parliament.
Before this bill was tabled in Parliament, I wasn't consulted at all until about 3 or 4 days before the tabling. By then, what am I going to understand? I didn't know anything about this bill at all.
The bill allows for recovery agents to use a variety of means, including hacking, to investigate and find a cryptocurrency that may have been used for illegal means or as the proceeds of crime. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is to donate over $75,000 to Fiji's Ministry of Public Works. Fiji Village reports the contribution is to be used to refurbish the Central Sterile Services Department at Suva's Colonial War Memorial Hospital. A Dongan-born Auckland women's organisation, La Langa, aims to practically support schools and excite students about school. Recent New Zealand attendance figures showed for the last quarter of last year, regular attendance has improved but still remains well below pre-pandemic figures. Lisieli Oliver says she grew up in poverty and education has transformed her life. She says in August 2020, she felt like she had achieved what her family had moved to New Zealand to achieve, but others were not so lucky.
And it was then that I started to realise that Māori and Pacifica students were still struggling and quite alarmed and surprised at it, especially in an age where technology was growing and moving, and couldn't understand how we're living in a technological age and our students are still struggling and still experiencing the same problems that I did when I was growing up.
In world news, the head of Israel's military intelligence has resigned over his role in failing to stop the Hamas attacks on October the 7th. Ahiron Haliva is the highest-ranking official to step down over the assault, in which 1,200 people were killed. Here's the BBC's Yolande Nell.
In his resignation letter, Major General Ahiron Haliva said that he took responsibility for the military intelligence failures that led up to the shocking Hamas attack. He said he'd carried the Black Day with him ever since. His departure is expected to be followed by further resignations among Israel's senior military and intelligence commanders. It may also add to the pressure on the veteran Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Up to now, he said only that he'll answer tough questions about his own role without acknowledging any responsibility.
Ukraine's military says that up to 25,000 Russian troops are attacking the eastern Ukrainian town of Chasiv Yar and surrounding villages. They say Ukraine still has full control of the town, which lies on strategic high ground in the partially occupied Donetsk region. Kyiv's top commander says Russia wants to capture the town by May the 9th, when it marks Soviet Victory Day in World War II. Long-delayed US military assistance is expected to reach Ukraine in a matter of days, following its expected final approval this week. In sport, defending champions, the Mystics beat the Southern Steel 61-52 in their ANZ Premiership netball clash in Invercargill last night. It was an improved effort from the home side, but the Mystics were again led by 92% shooting from Grace Wicke. The Mystics join the Tactics and Pulse at the top of the table with two wins from two, while the Steel remain winless. Halfback Sean Johnson is open-minded about signing on for another season with the Warriors. The 33-year-old would be welcomed back by coach Andrew Webster. While Johnson hasn't received a contract offer, he says he has started having conversations with the club about it. The Warriors face the Gold Coast Titans on Thursday, the first home Anzac Day fixture for the NRL club since 2015. And Masters golf champion Scotty Scheffler continued his dominance by winning the storm-delayed RBC Heritage in South Carolina for his fourth win in five starts. That's your latest RNZ Pacific News and Sport. For more stories, head to rnzi.com.